end.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? And welcome to another funky, fresh edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, the exceptional one, and she knows who her black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Tonight, we are trying to solve social issues here on the J. Rouse Show. And so tonight, we're asking you the QOD, the question of the day. Give us situations where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do. Ooh, we're going to have fun with that. Plus, tonight in the listening lounge, it's all about the Steppers Groove. Mr. Elias is our resident Steppers expert, and he will tell us whether we do a good job tonight in the lounge. So in the lounge tonight, we'll step to the name of love. We're going to do the Steppers Groove. You're only 30 minutes away from weather, courtesy of AccuWeather.com. Also, you're only seconds away from NPR News, an NPR News update, I should say, and the three-minute commentary. Folks, it is time to have fun. It is Mittwoch for all my German-speaking friends. The number is 347-850-1272. T.O., let's get this party started right.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on NPR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The mother of an American journalist who is believed to be a hostage of Islamic militants is pleading for the release of her son. Shirley Sotloff, in a video seen on Al Arabiya television, asking the leader of the group, the Islamic State, to release her 31-year-old son, Stephen Sotloff.
I ask you to please release my child. As a mother, I ask your justice to be merciful and not punish my son for matters he has no control over.
Sotloff was last seen in 2013 and has been threatened with death by militants on a video unless the U.S. stops airstrikes on the group. That same video shows another American journalist, James Foley, being beheaded by militants. The United Nations Human Rights Council is painting a grim picture of Syria, criticizing all sides in the conflict there. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the UN agency is accusing the Syrian government of using chlorine gas as a weapon and blaming Islamic State militants for war crimes.
The Commission of Inquiry on Syria details a long list of human rights violations, saying the fighting continues with no regard to law or to conscience. It says the government continues to kill civilians with barrel bombs and used chemical agents, likely chlorine, in 8 separate incidents in April and May. In areas controlled by Sunni extremists in the north and east of Syria, the report says Fridays are often marked by executions in public squares, and the bodies of those killed are put on display to terrorize local populations. It also says the Islamic State militants are recruiting children as young as 10. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says one of its employees has returned from West Africa after possibly being exposed to Ebola. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports the agency flew the worker back to the U.S. on a charter plane and says the public is not at risk.
The CDC says its employee does not have any symptoms and does not need to take any special precautions beyond checking for fever twice a day. This CDC staffer worked in close proximity, within 3 feet, of another international health worker who had Ebola. The World Health Organization pulled its team out of the town where that infection occurred. The WHO says it's investigating to make sure conditions are safe before sending people back. Meanwhile, Canada's public health agency says it is recalling 3 workers after people in their hotel were diagnosed with Ebola. This outbreak, the biggest ever, is believed to have killed over 1,400 people so far. More than 100 were healthcare workers. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Nearly 3 weeks after the shooting of an unarmed black man in a St. Louis suburb, Missouri's governor is naming a new state public safety director. The governor announcing today that former St. Louis police chief Daniel Isom will take over as director of the state's Department of Public Safety effective September 1st. 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot by a white police officer in the suburb of Ferguson. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 15 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Jay Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Living your life till its fullest. What do I mean by that? Well, I think it's self-explanatory. You know, as a human being, you have the right to live your life the way you want to. If you are working, if you are doing the things that you need to do from a professional standpoint, you have the right, once again, to do what you want to do when it comes to your personal life. If you are married, if you are a couple, then you have to figure out and realize that there is another person that's in this union with you, and you guys have to come to a compromise where each other's feelings and demands and needs are being met. Now, I'm not trying to sound like some type of marriage counselor. I'm not trying to sound like a relationships coach. I'm just trying to speak fact. And I always want to speak fact, especially when I'm talking to my people, because one of the main problems in the African-American community is family. You know, the bottom line is that people want to be competitive when it comes to relationships. You know, I hear couples say that, you know, each of us, it's 50-50. You know, we make decisions together. Contrary to popular belief, it really doesn't work that way, folks. The bottom line is, if you are a person that believes in the Bible and you read the Bible, it says in the Bible, and it clearly states in there, that the man is the head of the household. Women, you have to learn to allow your men to run the household. And men, you have to realize that, you know, it can't be your way or the highway all the time. So there has to be a happy compromise, a happy medium. The reason why the divorce rate is so high is because you have people and couples combating with each other. Who's going to wear the pants in the house? Well, the man wears the pants in the house, ladies. And you need to understand that. There are a lot of single mothers out there now just because of the fact that, hey, you can't find a happy medium with your mate. And that's not good. Because the overall generation suffers when the African-American family is not a strong and cohesive unit. That's a problem. Now, don't read into that and don't walk away saying that Jay said that single mothers are the scum of the earth and that's the reason why we have the problems that we have in this community. That's not what I'm saying at all. I come from a single mother and I think I turned out pretty good. But what I'm saying is, if you look at the numbers, folks, we have to figure out a way to make our family units work. And if our family units work, then that means people can live the life that they want to live. You have the right, if you are a person in this country or in this world for that matter, to live your life the way you want to live your life. Think about what I'm saying. Reassess your situation and go out and do you. That's my thought. That's my opinion. And I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
You know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Hey, brother, it's just another day in paradise. no damn palm trees. How you doing, my brother?
Brother, it's good, man. It's a good day, man. It's all good. It's a great day.
Why is it a great day, Mr. Elias? You make it a point to emphasize that it is a great day. Why, Mr. Elias, do you say it's a great day, Mr. Elias?
You know what, man? They had the parade for the Jackie Robinson West Little League team today in Chicago. And
yes.
Man, it went off without a hitch. And, man, the whole park was just packed with people of all different types, colors, shapes, and sizes, man. It was a good thing to see, man. It was a good
thing. Wow. I'm glad. I'm glad that you feel that it was a good thing to see. Now, did you go or did you watch it on TV? How the hell you know it went off without a hitch?
I watched it on TV. You know, I was...
So they carried it live.
Yeah, they carried it live, man. I mean, they gave them a hero's welcome, man, when they got back yesterday. And then they gave them a parade today. It was a good thing, man.
So let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be the most memorable moment of the Little League World Series that just passed, the 2014 Little League World Series? What do you think is going to be the everlasting image of that World Series?
To me, the African-American team that made it as far as they did.
Let me tell you, as you and I both know, that's not going to – you say – okay. You and I both know that's not going to be it. I don't know why you fixed your lips to say that. Mr. Elias, you know damn well it's going to be the young lady, the Monet Davis. You know that. Stop it.
Oh, is that right? That's right.
Hey, Mr. Elias, it is.
My opinion is different. I think those African American young men carried themselves with such grace. And
nobody, listen, nobody's not knocking that, Mr. Elias. I'm saying to you, the lasting image of those World Series will be Monet Davis. And you're sitting there saying that it's going to be these kids. You know what, I know. And I know why you said that, because you knew where I was going with it, and because you always have to be on the other side of what I say, you said that. Let's test that theory of yours, Mr. S, shall we? Fight the match. Momo B, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
A bullet? Mr. Elias, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm talking for my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. Ooh, but she was looking good. Ooh, she had some killer cold shoes. Versace. Oh, yeah. I want to ride. Mom won't be right. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy. What's the dealio, Miss Allie S? Jay Busy. Momo B is here. Yes, get the party started. Yes. Yes.
Alrighty then, Momo B is here to get the party started. Yeah.
Yes.
So Momo B, I'm going to ask you, what do you think? Well, first of all, before we do that, Momo B, God dang it. Oh, yeah. Boom, 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 boom. What's up? Oh, we got a brother
in
your
phone. I like that introduction.
Yeah.
Yes.
Give me your number.
Yes.
I call. Oh, that ass to the mall. To the South Lake Mall. All right, listen, Mama B. What, in your opinion, would be the everlasting moment from this year's Little League World Series?
A what?
did you even know that the World Series was on?
That's why I said go ahead and ask her. Go ahead and ask her, you jackass.
I'm going to ask her, black boy. Shut up. So let me ask you a question, Momo B. Have you heard of Monet Davis, the young girl that's throwing?
I've heard of her. I seen this girl on TV. I seen her, you know, the little clip of her, and her name is Monet, Mo for short. Yeah, I was like, oh, Mo. But I don't know what she did or what the hype is about. I can't tell you that.
Thank you.
But you saw her, though.
Yeah.
You saw her.
Yeah, I saw her on the news, you know. I let the news play in the background while I'm doing my makeup.
Okay, all right. Oh, here we go. Now, did you hear about the black Little League team from Chicago?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Thank you very much. You proved my point. But wait, I'm not done. No, we won't prove the point, Michelle. Just shut the hell up. And give me my damn plane ticket.
Okay, what about when these little young boys go to the White House? What are you going to say then, jackass?
Hey, Michelle, that wasn't the question. Don't get mad, Twan.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin.
Yes!
Decorated, air-conditioned, draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
Yeah.
I believe I can fly. I can touch
the damn sky. Boom.
You got the right one, baby.
Yeah, you had the right one until you said that. What's going on, Fly Girl?
Hi, Mr. J. Hi,
Mr. J. Hi, man. Boo.
Hi, Momo BB in the East.
What's up, Fly Girl?
Okay, so I don't know anything about that Little League, but wasn't Paraland in that competition?
Yeah, they were. But I'm going to ask you to say... I don't know how far they had gone. I'm not really sure.
Guess who
but I'm
going to
ask you.
Guess who
I don't know, Miss Elias. I don't know.
The team from Chicago, jackass.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, Miss Elias, but that's not the point. So let me ask you the same question, Vanessa.
Okay.
Now, have you heard, did you hear about Monet Davis, the little black girl that's throwing 75 mile per hour heat?
No, but that's awesome. No.
Oh, well, you didn't hear it? Well, hold on. You didn't hear it? Well, that means, did you hear about the black team, the little black team from Chicago?
No.
Okay, so, Mr. Ellis, you're laughing. That's a push. That's what we call in Vegas. It's a push. It don't mean nothing. Nobody won nothing. So far.
Did Chicago win or something? Is that why Mr. Ellis is all, you know?
No, Mr. Ellis is saying that because, let me tell you something about me and Mr. Ellis. Me and Mr. Ellis, no matter what the damn situation is, we're going to always be on the opposite side. If I say it's nighttime outside, he's going to say it's day. If I say it's raining, he's going to say it's sunshine. That's just the way we roll. And so I knew when I asked him that question, he was going to say that. I knew that because that's how Mr. Ellis operates.
That's my opinion. That's who I rooted for. That's who
your opinion is always opposite of mine, but that's okay.
I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Those young men when they go to the White House, tell me how that works out for you.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's not, that wasn't the question, Mr. Elias, whether or not they're going to the White House or not.
Would that be memorable?
No, that's not the question. You're changing the topic, but that's okay. So far, that's okay.
Hey, Momo B, if she hadn't been on the Today Show, would you have known who she was?
If she hadn't been on what?
On the Today Show.
No, you know what? To keep it 100% real, I didn't even know they had Little League nothing going on. I didn't know little people play sports.
But that's okay,
I was surprised at the whole situation.
That's fine.
People.
But my point is...
Not at that level to be, on the news. I'm like, what?
But Mama B, you proved my point still. The fact that the only thing you heard of about that World Series was the little black girl. That's my point. Now, we have one more person.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot, baby.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get hot.
Yes.
You get bothered. And every now and again, you get hot and bothered.
Wow.
But what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little...
Really? Jesus.
I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit.
I do too.
As I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah.
How you doing, girl?
I am so excited.
We just called so excited. Are you the Pointer Sisters? What the hell are you talking about? What's happening?
Are you hearing me? This is getting
We can hear
head.
You now, yes.
Yes or no?
I just said yes.
Oh, okay. Like I said,
yes.
I am happy. Be celebrating officially tomorrow 1 year, another year of life. So,
it's going to be your birthday tomorrow? Oh, is it really?
Yes.
You said you're happy.
Happy birthday.
Anytime you say that word around here, it triggers something.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You
might think crazy what I'm about to say.
Yeah. You said you're happy. You say happy, girl. It triggered something.
With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
By the way, rich sister.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Say, pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ Extraordinaire. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are on our mind. And, Rich Sister, so it's your birthday tomorrow, huh?
Yep.
Is your 50th?
No.
Oh, I thought you said 50.
Thank you very much. I don't need your help moving
me
along.
Well, how old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
Oh, I don't mind. I'll be 45.
Oh, you a spring chicken. 45.
My God, I'm older than all of y'all.
Yeah, you're old ass. Hell yeah, you older than all of us. That's why we're going to hang out with you in Vegas at Denny's so we can get half off the Grand Slams. Because you buy them all, and we get a chance to eat because you get them at retirement person's prices.
Yeah.
Well, you know, before the night's out, I'm going to hit you with the birthday song, Rich Sister, because that's how we roll, baby. That's how we roll, girl. You know it's coming. I can't let you slide without doing that. So, Rich Sister, let me ask you the question. You heard me ask everyone else. Do you know anything about the Little League World Series?
I heard about the little girl.
Okay, did you hear about the team, the all-black team? Tell the truth, shame the devil. Outside of Mr. L.E.S. talking about it.
I heard more about the little girl. I think I heard something about the black team as well, but I heard more about Monet.
Okay, all right, so you know, heard more about Monet. So my question was, what would be the most memorable moment from this year's Little League World Series? And I would have to say, based on the little sample poll that we took here, that it would be Monet Davis. Now, by no stretch of the imagination, are we downing what the young boys did. I mean, matter of fact, what I heard was that these kids... that's your opinion. So what I heard was that these young men, they were the first all-black team to play for a Little League championship. So kudos to them. You know, we're not taking anything away from them. We're just saying that I think the most lasting image from that World Series will be Monet Davis. But we can agree to disagree. That's just how it works.
Oh,
all right,
oh.
So now, let me tell you what happened to me today. And I got to get y'all opinion on this. And I want to know how I should have reacted. I'll tell you what I did, and you tell me if I did this the right way. So earlier today, before the show, I stopped by Walmart because I needed to pick up some, you know, toiletries, some, you know, some deodorant and, you know, stuff like that, shaving cream and stuff, you know. So I'm standing in line, Mr. Elias, and it's this lady in front of me that has what I say one of the nicest derrieres that I've ever seen in my life. Now, everyone knows that I am a booty connoisseur. And when I saw that booty, I was like, damn. And I was hypnotized for a few seconds. But something said, hey, man, take a look to your right. And when I looked to my right, Mr. Elias, I saw this little nappy-head, bald-headed boy, 9 years old, looking at me with his lips poked out, right? So I said, okay, this must be her son. So he starts hitting his mom on the elbow, telling myself, mama, mama, he looking at your booty, he looking at your booty, he looking at your booty. In line in front of everybody. And I was like, I was like, oh, look, I'm sitting there saying, I said, no. She said, I said, boy, shut up. I said, no, I wouldn't. That's a little man. I wouldn't. You, mama, he looking at your booty. And everybody in the line started laughing. So, Mr. Elias, my question to you is, if you were in that same situation, how would you have handled that situation?
He would have been in that situation.
He would have been in that situation?
When I answered that for him, he would have just said, yeah, I was. I'm sorry. It's just fine.
Thank you. That's what I was saying. I'm sorry. Look at your ass. Is it against the law for me to look at her ass?
Not in front of her 9-year-old son, Mr. Elias.
But he would have admitted it.
Hold up. Who are you, his spokesperson? Who are you,
his spokesperson? Mr. Elias, don't say. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Mr. Elias, am I wrong?
No, you're not, darling.
You just told him what to say.
Mr. Elias wouldn't have said he was looking at her booty. He would not have said that for her little boy.
Maybe if you put your eyes ahead a little more and roll in your tongue next time.
That's the problem, sister. That is his problem. He was drooling, and that's why the little kid was looking
not.
At his ass.
No, I was not. I was not drooling, okay? I was admiring the scene in front of me. But
you were in a trance.
I was, but I wasn't drooling in the trance. I was in the train.
Oh,
I know, because I would have felt the spit, Vanessa. There was no spit, a slob coming down my mouth. So I know I wasn't. Thank you.
Grown men still act like that.
Shut up.
That is so funny.
You wouldn't have done nothing. You would have did. I was embarrassed, because I was. And she kind of looked at me like, you were checking me out, weren't you? And I was like, I said, little man, it's funny.
Elias, and you were opposite. You were embarrassed. Therefore, Mr. Elias would not have been embarrassed.
Trust me, I know Mr. Elias. Mr. Elias would not have said, hey, I am checking out your ass in front of her son. There's no way he'd have done that. He's lying to you. If he's telling you that.
But Mama D and
Miss R.S., you know, the girl was like, I know he was checking out my butt, and I know I got it going on, because, honey, them sit-ups that girl doing and them butt lifts she doing, she knew you were checking out. It's all good.
R.S. need to give him booty lessons on how to, you know, check it out and not be so obvious.
Hey, look here, old woman. Ain't nobody talking to your old ass. Sit down. And be quiet. Get your old ass down. Thank you very much. So, like I said, so there's no way he would have said that, because there's no way I would. Listen, that is the most embarrassing thing in the world.
Well, what else you going to do but learn from it?
Right. Yeah, I was not embarrassed. You check out. You did a natural.
It is embarrassing, Miss Elias. What are you talking about?
You look at her ass. So what? How many women?
No, it's not so wet when her son was there. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why were you staring at it? Why were you in a trance looking at it like that? Like you never seen
it. You know why? Because this is. You know what? I'll tell you why. Because it's the same way you do when you see Idris Elba with no shirt on. That's what it is. Okay.
No, boo, no. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, so you don't look at Idris Elba with your tongue? We ain't family. You don't wear.
You don't understand. You can't compare the two. My thing to you is, my question to you is, you in the grocery store, and you looking at this woman. She's fully dressed. She ain't like she's half naked or nothing. She got a fully dressed.
But she has some very tight pants on. She has some very tight pants on. Very figure fitting pants.
And you're staring at her like you've never seen a booty before, and so her son noticed that you're just looking at her all out of control.
Yeah.
That's kind of something's wrong with that picture to me. In a grocery store with a woman.
Well, I don't give a damn what you think. How about that? I don't give a damn what you think.
If she was at the beach or something like that, I could see. But at a
you did not see
store,
what I saw.
At a regular store, I'm like, come on.
I don't give a
now.
Damn.
You can control yourself.
Around women
and their kids.
Hold on. First of all, I didn't see the child. Okay. If I saw the child in the beginning, that wouldn't happen. I said that I saw the child at the last minute. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't criticize.
It doesn't matter what you're saying. It doesn't matter what you're saying. Control yourself, boo boo. Control yourself. You're old.
The hell with you.
You should
How
have
about self
control. You
I
should
do.
Have self control.
I do. Okay, I do. Okay,
no,
I do.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Who gives a damn what you think? How about that? Thank you very much.
Okay, well, talk to yourself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, whatever. So, yes, Rich Sister, get your damn jokes in. You got some jokes to talk about. What?
I would have been laughing. For the record, I would have been laughing with everybody else. But, see, I would have been laughing with you. You understand?
Oh, okay. So let's say that you were in that situation and your son taps you on your elbow and say, this man is looking at your booty, mama. How would you have reacted to that situation? I'm glad it's funny to you, but I'm asking for an answer here, if you don't mind. Yes.
I would have known.
An answer any day now. Just any day now. You can answer before 10 good minutes run out.
Would have ignored you.
Okay, thank you very much. Vanessa, if that would have happened to you, what would have been your reaction?
I would have just smiled, winked at you, and took that compliment and kept it moving.
Ooh, you know what? I like you. If Bobby ever slip up, girl, give me a call. If Bobby ever slip up, call me.
That's what I would have done. I would have received that compliment.
Bobby Jones. If Bobby Jones ever slipped, give me a call. All right, Momo B, I know what probably would have happened to you. That dude would have had a black eye. What the hell are you looking at? Why, is something back there? Did you lose something? Is there a sign back there? You black motherfucker. And then all of a sudden the police would have been outside. But I want to hear from you. What would have happened?
Actually, if my children were there and my son pointed it out at that tender age, I would have just said, come on, boo, that happens sometimes. We would have kept it pushing. You know, ain't nothing serious about that. Ain't nothing serious about that.
Silence happens. Hey, don't worry, your mama's a star. It happens all the time, dog. Get used to
New
it. Get
flash.
Used to it. All right. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan, DJ extraordinaire. Listen, if you are in the Chicagoland area and you need a DJ, I'm going to tell you something. You need to call this guy. He is one of the best out there. He has the mix going on. He can take you out and help you out with your old school get hype parties. He can help you when it comes to old school hip-hop. He is the man. You can hit him up at www.hitthemusic.com. You can find him on Twitter and Facebook. But if all else fails, you can call him, 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. 5739. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show. It's time for a weather update, the old school get hype song, and on the other side, I have to tell you another story, and the QOD don't go nowhere.
Oh, got another one.
You are listening to the DJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
EarthCoffeeShirts.com.
So,
soaking showers and gusty thunderstorms continue over the nation's midsection, but out west, gorgeous weather likely to persist into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Justin Poppe with your latest weather watch. Quick check on the tropics. This is Crystal Ball as it continues to roll off to the north and the east. It'll pick up pace. Not necessarily intensity, but there will be some squally conditions. Could see a wind gust 35 to 40 miles per hour in Bermuda late tonight into early Thursday. The impacts continue here along the southeastern U.S. at the coast. Choppy surf, rough seas, dangerous rip currents, most likely here Wednesday to early Thursday over the southeast, and then advancing up the coastline into New England right through Friday. And through Friday, we'll be dealing with spells or rounds of showers and thunderstorms from a slow-moving low-pressure system over the front range of the Rockies. And this is producing some heavier rains right now. Western, northern areas of Nebraska, western Kansas in this arcing band could have rainfall of around a half an inch to an inch in a short amount of time. And that's right in the core of this severe drought. So some good news for some. Don't like to see the delays, though. More showers and storms advance towards Chicago on Thursday. Lots of warmth and humidity over the South Plains, but also dealing with some heavier rains at the coast later on Thursday in Texas as well.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to The J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
Time for the old school get hype song, dog. Yeah, this is for all the dope honey. I got it going on. Oh yeah, here we go. Your sex has got it going on. Oh yeah, your sex has got it going on. Here we go. Your sex has got it going on. Don't you know? Your sex has got it going on. I told you.
I want your body. Tell me your woman too. Every minute the things I wanna do to you. Lick you up, up and down and around and around.
Come here.
Oh, that I love and mine could never ever be found. Now you see me and baby now you know. I've got to find me girl. Just give me what I want. The very last time. Oh, no, 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 honey, don't you ever, ever stop. Oh, come on, sugar. You know I love you so. Make you feel like you never did before. Oh, here's the key, baby. Now open up the door. Now you see me, baby, now you don't. Oh, come on, honey. Just give me what I want.
Let me show you something.
And the preacher says, we gonna turn to hymn 42. Oh, Piccolo Flesh said, I can't play 42. He said, that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. And he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Flesh, the mother... And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that sh-. Now the man that called my piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this sh- went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who was the man that's sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man that's sitting next to the man, that's sitting next to the man, that's sitting next to the man, that's sitting next to the man. To sit next to the man, to sit next to the god man. Call my piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got him. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our call at number 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Beautiful Wednesday. Glad you guys are in the house. Now, I'm being told by Mr. Elias that on the J. King Network, after our show, there is no more the music business the way I see it. Is that a true statement, Mr. Elias?
That would be correct, my friend. With Robert Redwine and... Laker Girl are going to have a show called Honey Hush coming up.
That's coming up after us.
Yeah, it's going to be on in September something.
So it's not coming up tonight, but it's coming up next month.
Yeah, next month in September.
Oh, okay, all right. I don't know what that means. So is there anything coming up on the J. King Network after us?
I don't think so. But I don't think so.
So it sounds to me... Now, maybe JKN can ride the whole way with the crew tonight.
Maybe.
All right, we'll see. Well, if you are hanging out on the J. King Network and you want to see what we do after you guys tune out, tonight's the lounge. And in the lounge tonight, it's a Steppers groove. Now, Mr. Elias claims that he is the king of Steppers. Is that what you are, Mr. Elias, the king of Steppers?
You know I'm a stepper. Come on, man. You ought to know that by now, man. Stop it.
No, I know that's what you claim.
Man, you know how I get out. You know, so you watch me step for years, man. Don't even play that game with me, man. Stop.
Let me ask, Mama B, do you know what stepping is? Do you even know what stepping is?
Of course I know what stepping is. I'm a dance machine, boo.
She's just a dance machine. And
yes,
won't
and
I won't nobody but you.
Nobody but you.
Just a dance machine. All right. Okay,
yes.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so Steppers Delight is coming up tonight in the lounge. That's coming up in about 40 minutes or so. So stay tuned for that. Also, hanging out with the very lovely Rich Sister and Momo Beezy. What's up, ladies?
Hi.
How are y'all doing?
And we got Grandma in the house. Vanessa's hanging out with us. Hi, Mama.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Oh, we got to win this race. And Dr. Princess Aldea's joining us. Hello, Doctor. How are you doing this evening?
Okay,
hello,
I'm not older
than her. Where's my introduction?
I just gave you your introduction. I said hello. That's your introduction.
No,
hi, how are you?
My introduction. I know we all get our introductions. We don't do that anymore on Wednesday.
No, we don't.
I wasn't late. I was very on time. I was actually early.
Okay.
Oh,
what time
are you here?
Yeah, and they always play my introduction.
What time are you supposed to be here?
At 9 o'clock.
And you were here at 9 o'clock?
I was here at 8:59.
Yeah, she was here at 9. Yeah, she was here.
Oh,
yeah, but we have
why are you hanging on all this time?
Because
we were in commercial break.
And usually he plays my introduction, and he says,
really?
Welcome in and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time
I'm saying welcome now. Hello, I mean, why you just can't flow with the traffic, man? It's a traffic jam. You created a traffic jam.
She wanted
to
get the respect.
I know I want my introduction like you do everybody's introduction because I'm a part of the show. Don't introduce me like I'm a caller.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
I'm a co-host of the J. Ryle Show.
Okay. You're right. Let me give you your introduction. Y'all let me get this woman her introduction so she can shut her damn mouth. Here's your introduction,
Thank
Dr. Princess O'Dea.
She ain't going to shut up. Come on, stop her.
Here she is.
Then I can say hello to everyone.
Okay, no problem. Oh, the board's not working. Oh, sorry. I tried. Not working. The board's not working. I tried. I'm pressing buttons out here to see.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
There's your introduction. Take that with you. Now, hell with you. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing, baby?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Momo. Hey, Vanessa. Hey,
hey
Richard. Hey, Elias.
Hey, Jay.
I hope you're feeling better.
Hey,
yeah, I'm doing okay. I have to wait. I think I get surgery in like 3 weeks.
Oh, Lord.
Surgery? Damn,
yeah.
You broke your wrist. You got to have surgery? What you do, man? You fell down a damn mountain? What the hell happened?
I tripped down some stairs and then slipped in the mud and fell directly on my wrist. So I
damn, some mud.
Yeah,
what the hell?
Somebody was watering, and so it didn't look like mud, like it was dry on top, but it was muddy under. It was a trip, so there I went.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well, we're glad you're here.
I'm
we're glad you're feeling better. Yeah, we are.
I feel a lot better.
Well, good for you. All right, 347-850-1272. It's about quarter after the hour. J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Now, I mentioned before the break that I had another story to tell. And, Mr. Elias, I am here tonight to say that I am going to ask that we pass a new law. And let me tell you what law it's going to be. I was in the elevator today with all these women, right?
No,
shut up. I was in the elevator today, and I was in the elevator with a bunch of women. And they, you know, some of them look good, some of them were old, whatever the case may be. I looked down, Mr. Elias, and all I saw was hammer time. So here is the new law. If you got beat up feet, you should not have them things exposed in public. So now, I'm asking the panel tonight, can we pass this law? Momo B, if somebody got some beat up feet, can we pass the law that they need to keep their damn sandals off and wear some shoes?
Can't touch
yeah,
it was hammer time.
I have to agree with that.
You agree with that?
Yep. I would.
What about you, Miss Terry? Do you agree?
Yes.
It was hammer time in those feet. Now, Rich Sister, do you agree with it?
Yeah, I heard that opinion.
You said you heard that opinion. You sure somebody want to point at your feet talking about some hammer time, can't touch this? Okay, I'm just wondering. Vanessa, do you agree with this, Vanessa?
They need to cover them up. We can pass along. Cover them up.
Dr. Princess Ardea, I think you may. Let me. Are you texting me? Because if you're texting me, I'm going to read this on the air. Yeah, you are. Okay, I'm gonna read this. I'm gonna read this in a minute. But Dr. Prince, do you agree? Do you think people that got hammer time should wear shoes instead of sandals?
Can't touch this.
Oh, maybe she's busy texting and she had no time to talk. Okay, I'm gonna read what. Let me see what she said.
No,
sorry?
You are not gonna read that because that is private, and I'm talking to you on a business level. So that's
But we're
and
a community
all,
radio
hello,
show.
Everybody. Oh, no. You and I will talk. Hello, everybody.
Oh,
hello,
no,
sister.
The hell we won't talk.
Hello, my sister.
Oh, Jay, you in trouble.
I ain't no damn
hello,
trouble. You're running around here.
Are you
go and tell you hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Are you a sister? I knew you were a sister, Jay. I knew you had the sugar tank in the first place.
Ooh.
I'm saying hello, sister.
Oh, okay,
hello,
no problem.
Sister, all right,
hello, what is your problem? This is not funny. You won't answer my...
Me,
all right, say, hey, say you're sorry. Say you're sorry.
Say
you're sorry. Say you're sorry. Okay, I'll keep... Okay, I'll keep reading, damn it. Okay.
No,
I'll read it.
What am I
because
apologizing
you, you said I got sugar in my tank. Apologize or I'm
I
reading.
I apologize for saying you have sugar in your tank. And that's
okay, thank you. That's all I wanted to hear.
I am just not in the mood. Hello, Vanessa. Hello, Rich Sister.
Give the damn
hello.
We'll boo you in.
Hello, Mr. Elias.
Hey, Dr. D. Odelia.
Did you call her Dr. Dildo? That's not her name, Miss Elias. Don't call her Dr. Dildo.
Dr. Odelia, stop
it. Oh, I thought you were Dr. Dildo. That's not funny. That's disrespectful.
Okay, thank you guys very much. I apologize. I am just really not having it tonight, and I'm so fed up with J. Ryle. I don't even know what to do. He is really on my... He's on nerves. I did not know.
Oh, hook your mic up. All right, time for the Q&A, the question of the day.
You don't get it, this.
And then Q&A, the question of the day. We want you to name a situation when telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do. Because you know us, we are a community radio show, and it's all about trying to help y'all out. So that's it, 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day, names a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do. And as we always do, Mr. Elias, we come to you first, my brother from another mother. Mm-hmm. Mr. Elias, give us, because we're helping the peeps, dog, give us a situation, Mr. Elias, where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Well, you know, if the old lady asks you this, does this thing make my butt look big?
Wait a minute, I thought you said you'd tell that girl you was looking at her ass in Walmart, but you won't tell your old lady that her booty's big.
I won't tell her, I won't make her butt look big in it. Sure won't.
So you're going to lie to her then, basically?
No, I'm just going to say it looks okay.
That's lying, yeah, if you feel that it doesn't look okay.
Well, she's saying it's my butt look big. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
And I cannot lie.
I cannot.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that one.
But
so why not just tell the truth?
Okay, yeah. It make your ass look real big. Yeah, I'm going to tell her that. No, I'm not going
to
tell her.
Would you be offended, Momo, if he said that to you, and you asked for an honest opinion? Well, you probably won't because you want a big booty.
No. Yeah, thank you. I would not be offended at that.
Thank you, honey.
I wouldn't. I'd be like, yes. I'm going to buy 3 more just like it.
Oh, thank you, baby. Mwah, kisses. I've been working on it. All right, but if your man is not being honest with you, what do you have in a relationship? Right? Or are we taking it too serious?
Yeah, you're taking it too serious on that.
Why is it too serious?
Everybody knows when it comes to asking men opinion about what we wearing and how my hair look, how my face. Yeah, we don't really put too much into what y'all say. Well, I don't anyway.
So why do you ask then?
I don't.
Well, why do some women ask it? You said we don't, so that means you're speaking for all women. Why do some of y'all ask and some of y'all don't?
Because they know y'all gonna lie. They just want a confirmation that they look good. And so when you say, you look good, they're like, okay, that's all you want to hear. And they run out the door.
So if it's a lie,
that means you
really don't look good, right?
Looking crazy, just what I said.
Good.
They run out the door looking crazy.
Yes, Miss Elliot.
I did not say it didn't look good. I just said This make my butt look big. I didn't say it didn't look good. There you go, putting words in my mouth. I didn't say anything.
Momo B said that. I didn't say that.
No. I ain't say nothing about Michelle. Yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, I did. Was it me? Okay. All right. All right. Sounds like Dr. Prince O'Neill. Yes.
I was going to say that I think it's a couple of reasons. First, they want to get validation from their man, and they just kind of want to see if their man like it, because not all men will just, you know, come out and say that. So they want to see, you know, well, you like my butt. I think some of them know their butt looks big, and they just want him to notice. And just like you said, some of them just ask, you know, does my butt look big, because they may think they're getting fat. And and they want to know.
Oh, my God.
They're
really?
Getting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
oh, my God.
I think sometimes they do. Like, you know, it's like, does my foot, am I, do I look big in this? Does my butt look
do
big
I look?
In this?
Oh, my goodness.
It could be both ways. It could be both ways. It could be a question of concern or
yeah.
a highlight moment for them.
Really? Okay.
My deal is.
Yes. Yes, rich sister.
My deal is, why ask questions to... Why ask questions where you really
why talk when your mic is jacked up? Say it again, rich sister.
She said, why ask the question you don't want to know the answer to?
Okay.
She said.
Okay, you're doing it too. So maybe there's something going on with BTR.
Because I don't understand. I'm on the landline here.
No, I'm saying maybe it's
something going on with Jay because everyone else heard what you said, but Jay,
this don't make no sense. I don't have no other. I'm on the landline. How do
okay,
you
wrist sister, cut wrist sister, baby. Don't cut your wrist, girl. Don't cut your wrist. It ain't that serious, baby. We okay?
Yeah, I'm getting sick of this.
Oh, damn.
Your show.
It's my show.
Girl, you take a left,
I will
take a right.
Listen, Rich Sister,
only on
Rich
your
sister,
ass.
Rich
Sister,
Rich
Sister.
Got
yo, Jay. Rich Sister gonna run away again. Keep it up. Watch it.
I quit till Saturday.
I'm just trying to think this is sabotage. This don't make no sense.
All right, Rich Sister. Miss Jackson. Oh, my God. Calm down. Rich Sister, like, I'm tired of this mess. I quit. I see y'all on Saturday.
Right?
What'd you say, Dr. Princess O'Dea?
What did you say?
You said something. What did you say?
No, what did you say?
I didn't say anything.
Go back to Princess O'Dea.
I don't know. What's in the water tonight? What's in the water?
I don't know. Everybody got attitude problem tonight. You know?
Where's everybody?
Look at
you.
Shut the fuck up.
You take a left hook and I'll take a right hook on you. And that's what we'll do. We'll just go back and forth with sister. No problem.
Oh.
Thank you. Disgruntled female to the left.
Right.
All right, 347-851-272 is the calling number. Jay Rouse Show. All right, listen. All right, so Mr. Elliott said the situation that you do not tell the truth is, hey, does my booty look big? You have to lie. Momo B, give me a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Well, I have a situation that I deal with daily. My boss has a habit of walking around telling people that I don't like him, and he doesn't understand why. So I just say, I don't say a word. I just smirk. I'm going around telling people that. What? You don't know why? I think he wants me to just, like, answer the question. But I refuse to answer that question on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
Move
a legal substance.
Yeah, it may. You may be. I'm not going to answer that because as soon as I say that, your services are no longer required.
stop doing that. And that's why he get on my nerves. He's a punk ass biatch.
But Momo B, that's Momo B, but we're talking about for the masses. We're not talking about just your ass. We're talking about for the listening audience. Don't, pull up, girlfriend. She putting her, hey, my boss saying he don't like me. Hey, Momo, not you, girl. Not you. Calm down, baby.
Oh, I thought you were asking me a question.
It's a situation where telling the
that
truth.
That is a situation that I deal with daily.
I guess it is.
And it is. If you keep it real to your boss and tell him how you really feel, that could happen to anybody. I'm sure a lot of people don't say what they really feel about their boss. So I don't know what you're talking about. I can't be the only one.
She said, hey, sometimes. Say what, Miss Elias?
I usually tell my boss how I feel about him, and he don't like it at all.
Yeah, but see, that's because you're union. He can't fire you. I bet he wish he could fire your ass.
We have safety meetings every morning, And you ought to hear this dude read, man. He cannot read at all. And he said, well, I'm having troubles reading this morning. And I looked at him this morning and said, well, just this morning? And everybody fell out, man. He can't read, man, so stop reading. Yeah,
you
like
better be glad you are union, because he would have just shot your butt out the door.
He yeah. can't read. I'm sorry. He just, I'm sorry. It's hell.
Well, okay, but what about, okay, now, speaking of can't reading, did you hear this, I saw this online about, he had to read a 20-second promo, bro, and it took him 10 minutes to read it. Oh, my Lord, wow.
I felt bad.
Who are you talking about, the Mayweather boy?
Yeah.
Yeah, and here, you know,
yeah,
and
that
here, here's freaking, that was fine. And then 50 Cent going to sit here and talk like he's a Rhodes Scholar or some damn body. You know, shut up. Negroes, man. If you read one page of Harry Potter, I'll give $750,000 to ALS. Why don't you read one page of damn Harry Potter? Sorry.
Did you hear what Mayweather said in his response to him?
No, I didn't hear. What did he say? Because I wanted to hear. What did he say?
That was good.
He said, if you can get your son to tell you I love you, I'll give $750,000 to any charity.
Okay, that must be a running joke. What's happening with that?
Oh, him and his son don't get along at all. They don't talk to each other. They cannot stand each other. So he shot back with that one. He said, if you get your son to tell you I love you, I'll give $750,000 to any charity you want to. So, yeah, they going back and forth, man.
Didn't he make a comment, too, to say that I got so much money, I don't need to know how to read?
I don't know. He shouldn't have said that,
because that's stupid.
No, you ain't lying. That sounds stupid as hell.
Mayweather probably did say that. He probably did say that. He believes he's all of that because all the money he's got. He probably
hey, look.
Did.
Because somebody said
like
how
that.
Much money like I'm had.
Say what?
Yeah.
Somebody posted how much their worth was, how much each one of them worth was.
Well, I think Mayweather's yeah. worth more than he than freaking 50
Way
cent.
More.
I could be wrong.
Way more.
Out of a different, it was less than 50 million.
Who
was less than 50 million? Right. Mayweather?
Between the two of them, what they owned. I mean, you know, what they were worth. It wasn't a big difference. It wasn't enough to scream about it.
Mayweather has
really?
To be worth more than that. Hell, he makes that much
really?
In one fight.
But you don't know what people
All
say.
All I know is you need to not be letting your accountant know that you can't read.
That's what I'm talking about.
Sign this here. Oh, no. It's okay. Sign this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let me put it this way.
You're going to be broke in a hot minute.
But here's the deal. But here's the deal. He can't be that dumb because that boy's spending money out every orifice he has, and he's still rolling. So he can't be as stupid as people try to make him out to be. That's
but
for damn sure.
But you know
joke,
what?
So.
Because he's still spending and he's still rolling, eventually, if you don't invest it, you ain't got none. You don't
well,
have
put it
any.
Well, he's invested it well. If you look at his, what he does, he's invested it well. He's got
yeah.
Mayweather's promotion, and
yeah.
he signed a 200-some million. He inked a $200-some million deal with Showtime.
Ooh, hello world.
And then when he inked a deal with the Showtime show,
don't he have to do so many fights for that though?
No.
Yeah, he's got.
Yeah,
he's
he
got
does.
More fights too. But yeah. he
he's
gonna
fight
he
next week.
He became
yeah.
the promoter for his fight, and then he pays himself to be a promoter, so he gets
mm-hmm.
a part of the gate.
I just pay one of my children to read for me if I had that kind of money.
So,
and that's what Mayweather's trying to tell you. He don't give a damn about all that.
And every time he bets on somebody on Instagram, I do a bet on what he bet, and I make the money.
Well, you crazy. All right, look, we're stepping out, taking a break, folks. J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind. Find.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you
yes.
hear me?
Yes.
You know, me and Jackie, we put the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and we're about to go. I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh?
Oh, shoot.
She just,
wait a minute. That's breaking news. She going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sisters going to be a sinner tonight.
Uh-uh.
Yes, you are.
Wait a minute.
Do not believe it.
In an hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take that ass to the strip
Jesus
club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years, she may forget what it looked like. Put it right down her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye. She wants to put that.
Rewind.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle. So, you know, Rich Sister, let me tell you how much the listeners love you. Do you know someone asked me to put that in the thing tonight? Oh, damn. What the hell is that? There's a dog outside. 347-850-1272. Mr. L.E.S. is in the house. Hey, what's up, Mr. L.E.S.?
Man, you don't understand. I ain't scared of you motherfuckers, man.
It made weaken with that one bad eye. What's up, Rich Sister?
Hey, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
You should really, hey, look, you should really get out there, then, girl. Go on and see Thunder Lips. Momo B is in the house. What's up, Momo B?
Maxing and relaxing. Maxing and relaxing.
Vanessa, Nessa, Nessa now. What's up, V?
What's up? What's up?
Oh, Miss Terry. Hey, baby.
Hey.
And, of course, the very lovely Dr. Princess Idea is in the house. What's up, Doc?
Well, hello, everybody. And that
now,
was very mean about Floyd Mayweather. That was... That was the last topic.
That was the last segment.
I'm
going to ask
her a question, Jay.
Yes, Vanessa, yes. Ask her whatever you
Princess
want.
Odelia.
Yes.
You know what? We were telling ages, and I'm not trying to be funny. You might not want to tell yours. They're calling me old. Like I'm the oldest one on the panel. Princess Odelia, how old are you?
Wait.
Oh.
Hold on. Wait a minute, hold on.
Because they're calling me grandmother. They're calling me grandma. Because this sister said
older?
That she was...
Do you think
no, I'm asking, I know that Momo B is younger than me. Rich
I'm the baby, I'm the baby, I'm the
so
baby.
Everybody
the
is younger
baby.
Than you, everybody, just
baby.
Say everybody.
Shut up, Jay.
You don't have to say our names, just say everybody is younger than you.
Hey, let's call it what it is. Jay is calling you grandma, not me. Not me now.
Oh, stop being a wuss your whole damn life.
Wait a minute.
I am not grandma.
Yes, you are.
Oh, stripper, man.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I want to ask you a question because I don't know. I don't know. Nice
I used to know
answers
to my age, but I ain't ashamed of my age,
I'm
going
to teach you, Eric. Pick on
me.
How
old do you think I am? I don't even know what you look like.
Ooh, well, if hey, hold on. You say you don't know what she look like. I can help you out. I can help you out with that one. Hell.
I can stick your face in some dough and make some gorilla cookies.
You know
that's what she look like.
I don't like it.
That's what you look like.
That's why.
I'm not on your Facebook page. I don't think.
All right, and I want to take a left. On your jaw tonight.
I know what Miss Rich Sister look like. I know what Miss Terry look like. I don't know what you look. I mean, I don't think I'm on your Facebook page.
Well,
hey, don't ask.
I can't get any more friends now. I can't get any more friends now.
Yeah, you don't want to be on our Facebook page.
It's not like I need any. I was just asking the question, but that's okay. I'm all good with it. I'm going to see you in
Thank you, Grandma.
Listen.
Okay, y'all can talk to each other after the damn show.
Keep
your mics off. Put your mics off. All right, 347-850-1272. All right, Miss Terry.
Yes.
Give me a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Anytime, anywhere, any place, the police are asking you questions.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What up, freak?
Oh, okay.
It doesn't
Thank
matter.
You, Rick.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter even if you tell them the truth. You just let them do their job. You prove to me that I'm lying. That's how you say it. Prove
That's
to
right.
me I'm lying.
Look, excuse me, miss. Have you been drinking? What?
Really?
Have I been? Did you see me? Can you prove it?
All right, now one of the things I'm going to do here is something that I've never done before, and I'm going to do it right now. There's an Amber Alert out there. I think that we should be responsible and do this. It just came up on my phone. Houston, Texas, Amber Alert, license plate number DCN8277. It's a 2009 gray or silver GMC Arcadia. So if you are in the Houston area, you need to be on the lookout for that. Just came across an Amber Alert. You know how we feel about missing children, so want to put that out there just in case that you're out there listening. So, 347-850-1272. I'm sorry, 347-850-1272. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just be quiet. Go ahead, Grandma.
Sorry,
what you have to say?
I'm sorry. It is.
No, Grandma. Go ahead.
It is.
Yes, Grandma.
An Alzheimer's person. It's not a child.
It's a what?
I got the same alert. It's an Alzheimer's person. It's not a child.
Good. Well,
so
I didn't know. You know,
so
I didn't know that.
Silver
now,
alert? Is it a silver
well,
alert?
Well, no, it says Amber. I thought Amber alerts were for kids.
They are. They're for Alzheimer's, old people that's missing all that stuff.
No.
They talk about the child.
No.
Oh.
A silver alert is for elderly, and the Amber alert is for kids.
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Mine come across Amber Alert, and it had the old people and what kind of car they were driving and how long they'd be missing.
There, I'm just telling you, I do it all every day. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's good.
Trying to put your ass in other words.
Different. Maybe in Houston
words,
it's different, but, you know.
No, but that's interesting.
Okay.
Well, Grandma, she's trying
so
to tell your ass. You know what you're talking about. That's what I'm trying to tell you in so many words.
And that's fine.
Sit your old ass down.
And I don't pretend to. But I have seen the alerts where they talk
go back
about
in the back.
But anyway, go
to your pond and throw a damn
it's
fish.
Like, you know, there's kids missing on it also.
Play with your fish. Play with your dog and go read Reader's Digest and sit your ass in the backyard under some shade with some lemonade. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all done? I didn't realize.
He is retarded.
347-1272. All right, look, situations where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do. All right, Rich Sister, your turn. Give us a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and play off your picture on this show on the marquee, the little baby situation. I mean, why not take the lead off that? Okay, you don't necessarily have to say it. A baby is ugly. No, you don't necessarily have to do that. See, this is where acting skills come into play.
Oh, yeah, because we've seen yours on display, and we love them.
Tone and keeping to the general is very important. Oh, he looks like he should be in a magazine. Now, mind you, it should be Mad Magazine, but you don't necessarily have to say that. Keep it to the general. And the tone is very important. See, if it's a, man, you baby look like you should be in a magazine. See how that tone gives it off? But no,
yeah, I see.
We sound happy. We sound happy. Ooh, they look like they should be in a magazine. All right. And then walk away.
That's a lie.
Have you been hitting the damn punch bowl at church? Because you sound a little happy your damn self.
That's a lie. I said they should be in a magazine.
Good, okay.
I didn't say the Mad Magazine.
Well, you can't be saying the word happy. Anytime you say the word happy, you know we got to do something. Don't say the word. We got to do. Okay. All right. So, but you know what, Vanessa? Before you came here, and I cannot find this show, and I've been looking hard. We had a show where Rich Sister displayed her acting talents, and it was a scene with her and Momo B, where Rich Sister was the mother and Momo B was the daughter that was pregnant. And she said, "Mama, Mama, I'm pregnant." And Rich Sister, with all her actingness in full display, said, "All right, baby, tell me, how did this happen?" We were like, "Well, first you lay down, and then you stick your stuff in." And she was mad at us for clowning her. Well, she was mad at me for clowning her. Yeah, you are, as always. All right, so I'm going to take a look at this, because the Amber Alert came through again, and we announced it earlier.
Is it four to three or four kids and a suspect?
No, it's actually not telling me what it's for. It's just saying it's an Amber Alert, and there's an expiration of August 28, 2014, 7:41 p.m. It's not telling me what it is, so I'm not.
There's an Amber Alert in Houston, Texas, with some kids and a suspect. Someone stole the car and the kids were in the car.
And that may be it. I'm not sure. It's not telling me that. And you know the thing is, when people get out. Yeah, when people get out. Yeah, yeah. When people do that, it's crazy. It's you leave your kid in the car, and then, I don't know. I just think something should happen to the parent once they find the kid. I don't know. Just not a fan of that. All right.
No, well,
listen.
A minute. Hold on a minute. They were.
Did you find it?
Yeah. They were. This was Houston, Texas. A GMC 2009 gray silver. It's four children, one girl, three boys. The car was stolen with the children inside.
And the mama left in the car.
I don't know. It doesn't even say. At a Jack in the Box. Okay, they were left alone in their daycare vehicle in a Jack in the Box.
Yep.
And someone and a Hispanic guy stole the car, and now the children were still in the car. They don't even know the races of the kids or anything. They don't have any pictures or anything.
Damn.
But that's the reason why there's an Amber Alert. There's always an Amber Alert with kids involved. But if it's
people with Alzheimer's?
It's a silver alert, or depends on your state, but it's not called Amber. It's something else.
But my phone just beeps like that, so it doesn't say silver. It just beeps like that.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
I don't know. I don't know what.
Why don't you call your damn phone provider and ask them? What the hell you think this is, Vanessa? What happened if I press this button? And what I should do when I hit this button here? So she sound like a grandma, but it did this, baby. What the hell?
Your ass in Las Vegas, what kind of grandmother I am, okay?
As long as you got on the red one, I don't give a damn. How you doing, girl? I don't give a damn. You're swinging off the chandeliers. Whee! All right, Nikhil, the question of the day is situations where it may not be the smartest thing to do to tell the truth. Mm-hmm. And so far, they're pretty good situations. So now, Vanessa, I'm coming to you now. Give me a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Okay, this is going on right now in my life. We're going camping this weekend, and it's going to be 50% chance of rain every freaking day. We're going down to the beach, Jay, where we can camp out and drink and party and all that. Okay. It's going to storm this weekend, okay, in Galveston. It's a storm coming through. So me and Bobby rent us a mobile home.
Bobby Jones.
We rent us a mobile home. So when it starts raining, we can go in the shelter instead of having a tent and stuff. My sister, no, I think I'm going to go buy this tent. Okay, you think 3 inches of rain is not going to go into the tent? Well, I've got to ask my honey.
Then she come back and he says, well, he says that real camping is not in a mobile home, it's in a tent. So,
what the hell are you talking about?
Hold on, I'm going to tell you. So,
okay.
Rather than tell her that her cheap-ass husband didn't want to rent a mobile home, he'd rather be in a tent, I just didn't say nothing because that would have offended my sister. So I just said, okay, boo-boo, when it starts raining that hard, I'm going to my mobile home and y'all be in the tent. So in this case, it paid for me not to tell the truth.
What the hell was that?
I didn't tell her the truth. I would have hurt her feelings. Jay, I would have hurt her feelings if I told her the truth. And the truth is her husband is too cheap to rent a mobile home.
That's not everything. Okay, thank you.
What was that?
No, you didn't, baby. Yeah, that was great.
Did I miss the question?
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You right on time. Right on time.
I thought the question was... Okay. Damn.
Oh my God. Okay. That was great. That was good. 3 months.
Whatever.
Hey, here's the situation. Let me tell you about this. I'm like, where is she going with this story?
I didn't tell the truth.
Oh, okay. So, break that down for people who don't have a damn beach and a damn TP and all that stuff you just said. Break it down for the common man. How would that work for you, girl?
The breakdown, the common man is his ass is too cheap to get a mobile home, so they're going to sleep in a tent that's going to have 3 inches of water in it. That's what the breakdown is.
Thanks. Thank you. All right. Well, I'm not sure if we're going to hang out with you guys on the J. King Network. We're not going to turn it off. We're going to leave it on because I'm hearing that the music business, the way I see it, is not the way he see it anymore. He's not looking at it anymore. It's shut down, what I heard. And so I'm thinking that we're still rolling. Now, Mr. Elias, you tell me, because you listen to Kings in the Morning on a faithful basis. Are we good to go? Can you think we can keep the J King Network in-house while we do the Steppers Groove tonight, my brother?
I'd imagine we can, man. I mean, I don't think he's doing a rewind. He didn't say nothing about a rewind. He had Larry Blackman on today, so it was a good, pretty good show, man.
Oh, okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to regroup. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the topic. I want to get Dr. Princess O'Dea's answer on this. And Steppers Groove tonight. Now, before we go, matter of fact, I'll ask that question on the other side. We'll be right back after this.
Somewhere in America, a mother is crying.
A family is torn.
A child is lost,
missing, or even abducted.
We need your help.
Contact your local police station for a listing of missing children in your area, or log on to www.missingkids.com
to obtain further information regarding missing children in your local community.
There's the next face you see.
Maybe a child that will need your help.
Help support America's missing!
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
And you know what's funny when you make love to a woman and she on top? And the phone ring, that's some funny shit. When she on the phone ring, man, every time she, you know, my phone be ringing, ring, ring. And every time, you know, she pick up the phone, start fiddle-faddling with, you know. When she pick it up, every time she start to talk, give her the dick. She'll be like, hello.
What? Oh, what I'm doing?
This is when you get what I'm doing?
Oh,
nice. I ain't scared of you, mother.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show. Wednesday edition. That was supposed to be Have You Seen Me? I'm not sure what happened, but let me read to you what we were going to say, or what the Have You Seen Me was all about. And and Miss Terry, you can tell me if this alert is still out there. It's a young lady by the name of Kenyatta Andrews. She's actually from Houston. She went missing June 16, 2014. She's 18 years old. She's 5'7", 129 pounds. She was last seen on the north side of Houston. If you have any information on this case, please call Officer Pham at 713-731-5877, 713-731-5877, or you can dial 911. This is a riot alert courtesy of Peas and Their Pods. If you'd like to see someone featured on Have You Seen Me, just give us a call right now, 347-850-1272. We play it for you or get it featured. Or you can go to our Facebook page and list the information there. And, of course, we pray for all people missing regardless of color, but especially keep this young lady's family in your prayers, and hopefully she will be found safely. 347-850-1272. J. Ryle Show Wednesday. The Cutie, the question of the day, we're asking a situation, or give us a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do. And so, Dr. Prince's idea, give me a situation where telling the truth may not be the smartest thing to do.
Well, if you're being robbed, and
if you're being robbed,
yes.
She's in Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah, I forgot she is in Detroit. I don't know what I'm thinking. You're right. She is in Detroit.
If you're in a home invasion and someone else in the house, the answer is no.
What kind of home invasion is that? I never met a damn crook going to be asking, is anybody else in the house? Well, is that how they get down in Detroit?
I don't know. But I'm just saying that, that would be a good thing to not tell the truth. And to maybe just, you got to do what you got to do. All right.
Okay.
Or if you were, if there's in a situation of a robbery or whatever, someone's trying to do harm and you're hiding your kids out or something like that, then of course, keep it to yourself, you're not going to tell.
But I guess my question to you is, that's obvious, right? I mean, do you really need to tell people that?
But
I think what you have to understand, the premise of the question is, when you say a situation, we're talking about situations that are normally a person may tell the truth. I don't think anyone would tell a thief that, hey, my kid's in the back room just in case you want to check on. I mean, I just don't think anybody would do that.
Okay, whatever. The point is, you asked the question.
You're right. That's your answer. You're right.
Exactly.
How ridiculous it was, but you're right about that. Yes.
It wasn't
okay.
Ridiculous. It's true.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I don't
really
want to debate the facts with you. You're absolutely correct. Yes, ma'am.
I did not know that I had. Right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we helped you find other parts of your body. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Who haven't I asked?
Very quickly?
No,
can
you
I
can't. Momo B, did we ask you?
Haven't answered the question. Yes, she did. She said about
did
her
Momo
boss.
Did Momo B answer the question, Mr. Elias?
Yes, she did. She said about her boss. Now, we haven't asked you. When's the
good
time?
When you going
to
lie
about
something?
What am I going to lie about?
What you said don't make no sense. Go ahead, Jay.
Shut the front door. All right, let me see. I think a situation that you do not tell the truth about is if you had an affair.
Well, no. What about if you had... What about this, Jay? What about this situation right here?
Okay, what's the situation, Ms. Elias?
Say you at a Walmart or something, right? and this woman
walks
up to you.
And this woman walks up to you and she says, sir, can you help me buy my kids food? You said, well, you can have all the money in my pocket that I got.
Yeah.
And you know she
what would you do, Jay?
In your pocket, and you only give her 20. Is that
what would you do, Jay?
You know, Miss Elias, man.
Why would I like to throw some hot grease on you?
I can't stand
or
you.
Little,
I'm just going to tell you straight up.
Boys, or when little boys check you looking at their mama's booty. And his mama, she looking at your butt. What would you do, Jay? What would you do? What would you do?
Rich sister, rich sister.
Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Sit your ass down. Okay. Sit your ass down. Okay. No one's talking to you. Okay. You must have been inhaling some damn paint cans or something. You pretty chatty today, damn night. She been sniffing some Lysol.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Whatever. Yo, so I think that's the. I think that if you made a legitimate mistake, right, and you feel bad that you made that mistake, the last thing you should do. If your girl say, hey, let me ask you a question. Here we go. This is even better. Let's say that y'all have been married for years. You messed up a long time ago in the relationship. A long time ago. Everything's been peachy keen. And she said to you, baby, have you ever cheated on me? And you know you have.
Nope.
There you go. Right? I mean, right?
Nope.
Nope what? Nope. You say no to her or you nope, you tell the truth.
You just take shit to your graveyard. Just
hey, watch your mouth!
Was that Rich sister?
That wasn't no damn Rich sister. Rich sister ain't that damn drunk.
Oh.
That's Vanessa old ass.
Oh! Vanessa, I want you to go online. I want you to Facebook me or just Google me.
Oh, Lord.
And then tell me. I want her to tell me how old does she think I am. I mean, she said she... I thought that I've never seen Vanessa, so I, like...
It's okay, I'm going to see you in Vegas.
Yeah, that's
she's not coming to Vegas. I don't think we want her to come to Vegas.
I am. I'm actually going to Vegas in October, too. But I am going to Vegas for December.
We don't want to see you, really.
Okay. I am.
Okay.
I need to get all the information. Yeah. Anyway,
it's funny.
Yeah.
You just take some stuff to your grave, Jay, because y'all going to die with it.
Thank you, Vanessa, for that those encouraging words. Damn sure with you. Y'all gonna die
you know
with
what?
It.
Unless, let me take this intercom off. Unless we catch y'all red-handed, unless we catch y'all red-handed, y'all gonna always say, "I didn't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. You're imagining things."
Wow.
Thank you, Vanessa.
My daddy, we would see my daddy on the payphone, y'all. And go back and tell mama, we saw daddy at the payphone. My daddy would go back and tell my mama, them kids ain't see me at the payphone.
Back in the day, they had to do it like that. Back in the day. Remember when people used to pull up next to like one of those low-hanging payphones and bring the payphone in their car, roll the windows up and be talking on the phone? Before the days of the cell phone. Huh?
You can't find a payphone nowhere now, man.
Nope, you sure can.
You ain't lying. All right, we're going to step out. We'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan. It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And I'm here. I'm so happy to be with you. Thank you very much. You guys are hungry. I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know. Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, whenever I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying?
I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the Jay Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, don't eat it.
What you talking about?
I listen to... I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. It is Wednesday. It is the Listening Lounge. I want to say what's up to the J. King Network, hanging out with us for the first time, I think, doing the Listening Lounge. And this is what we do every Wednesday when you guys are gone and listening to one of the best shows that was on the J. King Network. The Listening Lounge. I'm sorry, the music business, the way I see it. Mr. LEX, man, we're doing steppers tonight, bro.
Oh, man, well, let's get it on then, man. Let's do that.
Now, you have to let us know. You have to let us know if we got out on this tonight now.
I will definitely do that.
Want to say what's up to my boy David Ferguson. He is on his way to Chi-Town listening to the show. Stay awake, my brother. We have people listening on the highways and byways all the time. Be safe. Keep your eyes on the road and keep your hands off that fine woman of yours. Mr. Elias, can we get this thing going down?
Man, let's get it going, brother.
All right, here we go.
Oh,
I can't even picture myself being with anyone but you. I would much rather be all by myself if I couldn't be with you. Because you make me laugh.
That's not all.
With all the jokes you have. Ghetto as you wanna be.
That's not all.
And you're so sexy.
That's not all.
Oh baby,
there will never be.
No, there never be. No, no, no.
Another you.
That's why. You came, but it wasn't quite the same. I was just using them, then moving them around. But I had to lock you down, cause I can talk to you.
That's not all.
About anything.
That's not all.
I can't keep my hands off of you.
That's not all.
So many things I can name. The list goes on and on.
There will never be.
No, there will never, never be.
Another you.
Oh, another, another you.
That's why I see.
Oh, that's why.
The way I do about you.
Come around once in a lifetime. You're the one, oh the one, forevermore. And I'm very sure that there
will never be
another you. Oh, another, another you.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Players, I wonder if you mind if I talk to you tonight. It's your boy, Slick Wolf, Chi-Town. You know, I know sometimes we men have a habit, or should I say a tendency, to forget every now and then what a woman needs. Let me talk to you. Listen.
Things that keep a smile on her face. Say the things that make her feel better every day. And you got to stay up on your P's and Q's. Cause if you don't, the woman you could easily lose. Think it over. Think it over. Think it over.
You got to give her what she wants when she wants it.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
folks, it is time to wrap it up, wrap it up, wrap it up. All right, Mr. LES, man, talk to me about the Steppers Groove, bro. I mean, if you are a true stepper, did it feel like a Steppers Groove, bro?
No.
Mr. LES.
It was on point.
Mr. LES.
If you get credit, it was on point, man.
Now, somebody said no. Who said no? Who was it?
I didn't say it, but I forgot that it was a Pepper segment. Although that other song that was
what song are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe it was the last one, but it was okay.
I'm the one that said no, and Mr. LES is the stepper protege on the show. So he said what he said, but in my opinion, I've heard a lot better. I'm just saying.
Hello.
It was a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 to me, in my opinion.
Yes.
Oh, really? Yes. Hey, well, take this with you. Put your mics off. All right, so, yes, Ms. Elias.
don't be muting my sister, man. Just put
it's amazing. It's amazing that you stick up for her. She'd be ready to throw your ass right under the damn bus. But that's okay. Yeah.
That's okay.
That's all right. So I don't have the board, Miss Delia. So Momo B is still there. So Miss Delia, so was it a set? Cause man, let me tell you something, man. Somebody has to teach me how to step, bro. Cause I'm ready. Cause what I've been doing for 25 years suck.
It's pretty easy, man. I can teach you, man. It's really easy.
And it looks too hard to step, though. I can't get out like that.
It's pretty easy. It's just a count, man. You got an 8 count or a 6 count. Eight or a 6 count. That's all it is, brother. That's all it is.
It's also a lot of them that have the 3 and the 4. Just 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
You don't know what you're doing. You can't step.
Yes, I do. I can dance.
How the hell you can?
I can dance my tail off.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
What does it mean when you've had your things at a man's house? He was your boy. And one day, you come over for some wine and cheese, mm-mm, and that nigga got your bag when you walk out the door. What does that mean?
You know what it means already. I don't even know why you only asking us what it means. I thank God that never happened to me because I would have to burn that mother down. But
Who said it was me? I'm just saying this happened.
Because it sounds like it could be you.
Oh, it's your ass. It's your ass. She trying to act. It's you. It's for damn sure. Oops, I'm gone. I'm back. Did I say that out loud? It is your ass. Packed your stuff and told you to hit the damn road, Jack.
Okay, guys, I admit it was me. Like, what?
We know it was you, goddammit. And this is the same guy that you saw in love with. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Folks, Jesus Christ. Well, I'm locked out the damn boards. I can't control the volume and anything.
It.
But listen, huh?
It.
You do? Okay, thank you. You should have turned it up a little bit there if you had it. All right, so listen, folks. We appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, and we're about to lose the live audience. So God bless you. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. But it's time for our final thoughts, and Dr. Princess Adi, you're first.
Yes! I want to say this. First of all, ladies, gents, never forget who you are. Sometimes we don't even know that we are slipping on who we are, okay? But the things that we accept and allow to continue in our lives says it all. So it makes it clear through our actions that we have obviously forgotten who we are and we need to wake up. So I just want to invite everybody to check yourself. Check
yes.
what you're accepting in your life, what you're allowing in your life. And if it's not lining up with who you know that you are,
okay.
Hey, I challenge you to change. So
I challenge you to change, too.
Everybody,
thank you.
You know what? I challenge you to be quiet right now because I'm having my moment. Thank you very much. I don't want to talk to you anymore. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but
it's
got to
take. Just two minutes, man. Just 2 minutes, Jay.
We only have 2 minutes left to the damn show. You're going to talk over everybody's damn time. Man, hit on that damn mic. Get out of here. Thank you very much.
Okay,
all right, who's next, Miss Elias? You got the board. I don't know who's next.
Let's go with Miss Cherry. Miss Cherry, you're next.
Oh, you
Ms.
guys
Cherry?
Have a nice evening. Yeah, I'm here. You guys have a nice. I was getting ready to go to sleep. You guys have a nice evening.
Pain pills and Hennessy.
Yeah. I thought Princess was still talking. Yeah. God bless. Good night.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's a great show. Let's say looking forward to having a great birthday. And don't forget my birthday song.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't have a board. I can't do it. Plus, you only have 90 seconds, though.
Okay, we'll play that.
Well, we'll stay after to do a birthday song. We'll stay after to do a birthday song. We got to do a birthday song.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
NASA final thoughts.
Love y'all. Holla. Have a good weekend.
You have a minute left.
One more big final thoughts.
My final thoughts, speaking of birthdays, today is the cowboy who is my father's birthday, 69 years old and still kicking.
Right.
Happy birthday,
cowboy.
Yes. Love you much. Love him to pieces.
Happy birthday.
All right. All right, my final thoughts are thanks for coming out. God bless and good night.
Miss Elias, can we shut it off? Can we
shut it off,
Miss Elias?
You got the birthday song, huh?
Well, we're going to do it after we close out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, and hope for David Ferguson, bro. Stay safe, man. You can listen to all the episodes and to keep your ass awake on the highway. Mr. Elias, man, shut this damn thing down. So, for Mr. Elias, for Rich Sister, Miss Terry, Momo BZ and Naheezy Vanessa, and Dr. Princess ID and Rich Sister, God bless. Hang out. We got a birthday song after this. All right, Mr. Elias.
Let me get to it, man. You know.
Well, hold on, bro. We got to do this first.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
All right, now it's official. Rich Sister Girl, happy birthday to you. Hold on now. Would you prefer me to sing happy birthday? Because I can do it. Would you prefer me to sing happy birthday to you? Hold up.
Oh, shit.
That didn't sound like Rich Sister. That sounded like Momo B-ass. Nobody asked you nothing. Nobody asked you nothing. So, Rich Sister. Rich Sister, would you like us to sing happy birthday to you?
Tell him you want it done like Stevie Wonder. Happy birthday to... No.
You can't.
Yeah, no, I had a choice.
Well, you do have a choice.
I thought you was gonna play, but I know.
I thought
you were going to play... I thought you were going to play the little birthday song.
Oh! Just admit that you like it, girl. If you just say I want the birthday song, I give it to you, baby.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you said it. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. It's been a few years since you were born, and we're so glad you came into our time.
Yeah.
So close your eyes.
Close your eyes, Rich Sister.
Make a wish.
Make a wish, girl. Many more. Thank you, girl. Thank you. Happy birthday. Give her a round of applause.
Happy birthday, Rich Sister.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so very much.
Do you mind if
love
we ask you
all.
How old did you turn?
Nothing.
I'll be 40.
Oh.
Well,
ooh.
I don't have no problem with that. I'll be 45. I'll be 45 officially tomorrow. I'll be 45.
Well, you know what, Rich Sister? You reminded us of something, and I tell you what, we need to do this. Let's do it.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, we need to say happy birthday to a few people, actually. So now, Momo B, you said happy birthday to the cowboy, right?
Yes.
Okay, you want to wish him happy birthday again? Just it's like officially? Or?
Happy birthday, cowboy. I love you from your greatest daughter in the whole wide world.
The one that keeps you broke all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
Keeps you broke all the time. I want to say happy birthday to my first love, Diane Duncan. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Yeah. You were the first one, girl. I can't lie to you. You were the first one, baby. Big Daddy loves you, girl.
She's the first one what? She's the first one what?
I bet she's happy she was the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right, look, anybody else has any more birthday wishes? For anybody that we know.
Yeah, my mom's birthday.
Shut up.
Oh.
Shut up, Miss Elliot. Yes, 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 Miss, yes, yes. Yes, Dr. Princess, I'll tell you.
My mom's birthday was on the 23rd.
Okay, oh. Happy birthday. Mama Adelia, yeah. Or should we call her Queen Adelia? Yeah. Queen Adelia, how you, man?
No, that's not her last name.
What we got?
My mom's last name is
Gill. What do we call her?
Her last name is Gill.
Her last name is
Gill.
Gill.
Okay, happy birthday, yes. Mama Gill. Happy birthday. Happy Gil. Birthday. Anybody else?
With an A.
Happy birthday, Ill. Mama Ill.
Princess O'Dea going to call you up, Jay. It's on and cracking in a minute.
No, it ain't.
I'm
going to send her as a voicemail telling everybody right now, don't call me. All right. Who else? Other birthdays that we need to say hello. Who?
She's the first one that what?
Hey, man, we're talking birthday, Mr. Elias. Get off that damn mess.
I just asked a question, dog. That's all.
None of your damn business, Mr. Elias. None of your damn business.
The last one to get it great. The first one and the last one to get it great.
Damn. Hey, you know what? Damn, you go to hell. How about that? Huh? How about that? Damn, what the hell is that? Boy, that's a big-ass thing flying in my house. Damn. I need to go. I need to get some bug spray. What the hell is that? All right, so anyway.
You know, I had a bat in my house last Friday.
Huh?
A bat?
You had what?
A bat. Yeah.
Ding 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 ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding
ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding ding I did research on it, and it actually is a positive thing.
Like that you have a bat in your house? Your ass is crazy for real. Okay, on that note, I'm gone. Bye. You crazy ass helper. Somebody, she said, is, have a bat in the house. Is a,
why do you,
what the hell is wrong
why
with her?
You set you,
why
do you set yourself up for rewind?
No, but of
why
course,
do you do it?
Yes,
was,
tell her again, Rick Sister.
Why you set yourself up? We just heard one, didn't we? Now you just set yourself up for another one.
No, I was
tell again.
That got in the house, and he got out the first day. He came back, and the first day he was just at my lower level, and the second day he was flying through the house.
Miss Elias.
And then
she
he
said the bat left. It came back. Wow.
But you
wow.
know,
can you say
house,
rewind?
Bats in the house supposedly mean prosperity. And
did you look that up online?
She said she researched it.
She's crazy.
They tell you everything.
She's crazy. She is crazy as hell. She's crazy. Now, anybody in their right mind is not going to say a damn bat in the house. A bat in the house means I'm going to be rich in 10 days. Yo, crazy badass.
I'm telling you
crazy.
Guys. Now, I tell you guys, I'm
you're crazy.
Go online and find out anything. But when I looked up about the bat, I said, now, what does this mean? Because that's very rare that a bat comes in the house.
You need to close your goddamn
that
door.
Means, hey, that's what the hell it means. Hey, hold on, hold on, hold on. I'm still on the damn,
door.
I'm still in the air there, Smarty Pants. Watch your damn mouth. Thank you very much. Crazy
are
ass. What?
What happened?
And nothing happened. You said the bat left and it came back in your house. It left and it came back. Let me ask you a question. Did you leave the window open so it could come back with your crazy ass?
It
or what? Did
no
it, how did it get back in your house?
Window.
And where do you live?
Window.
On 1313 Mockingbird Lane? Where the hell do you live?
I live in Bloomfield Hills. and it didn't come in the window or door.
Is there like a dark rain cloud over your house at all times? Does Herman Monster live at your damn house? What kind of crazy mess is this?
The condo association said that they had not had that happen but one other time in the history that they know of, and it was about 4 years ago, nearly 4 years ago. And
Princess, you said that someone told you that this hasn't happened in the house you live in? Or
period, in the entire subdivision of the condo association.
So they haven't written down how many times bats flew in somebody's house?
No, just the management group, the association, because I was wondering, why was it, it was so...
I know this is good.
Listen,
keep talking.
Guys.
Yeah, keep talking.
Listen, guys, I was sharing something that happened. A bat came in the house.
Why would you tell people that, though? I'm just out of curiosity. But why? But that's like saying, hey, I saw three roaches in my house last night. Why would you tell people you have bats in your damn house?
Because
I know damn well I'll never step foot in that damn dungeon of yours. I'll never step foot in your damn house. That's for damn sure.
Are you related to Floyd Mayweather by any chance?
Oh, honey, please.
Princess is really playing. She's really throwing insults around.
It's a bird or whatever.
It's
a type of bird. I mean, what's the big deal? I mean,
it's a bird.
No.
It's Superman. It's Superman.
It came in through a little part by my bushes, and
these are more related to the rat. I think they're more related to a rat than a bird. It's like a rat.
Yeah, well, they are. I know it's like a flying rat. But I'm saying
a damn bird.
I know it's not a bird.
Well,
like a bird.
You know, Saturday we're going to do our show, Are You Smarter Than the Damn Third Grader Again. I think we need to do that, crazy ass. Somebody said, it's a bird that look like a damn rat.
What I'm saying is that it flies. I know it's not.
Joke, Sherlock.
But I'm saying it flies. So it's not a big deal. It's a bat.
Because it flies is a bird. You're crazy ass.
It came in and we got it out. I mean, come on. So because it's so rare, I did look it up.
She
I'm
said
like,
it came
some,
in.
Some
did it
knock
on the door? Did it knock on the door?
Hey, cow!
Oh!
I cannot stand it.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
Not on my list.
This is going to be a good rerun.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Not like the first time.
Somebody sang the whole song. All right, look, I'm done because I can't deal with this. I'm gone. So, adios, amigos. Jesus Christ.
First of all, Jay.
What?
Okay. I mean, so you're going to tell me that no one has ever known anybody to have a bat flew in your house?
No, I do now. Your ass. Hell no.
You've never heard of that before?
I heard of Count Dracula having bats in his house, but not regular people that I know, no. Jesus.
Actually, my girlfriend had a bat in her house that she was staying with our boyfriend. And
why would you validate her?
He got mad at her for screaming and hollering.
Trying to get
the bat. Yeah, so she left him.
Oh, my God.
She left him because he was screaming and hollering
because
the bat was gone.
She left him because he was just stupid.
That's stupid.
Oh.
It's scary.
That didn't have anything to do with the bat, though.
Yeah, that tipped it off.
Oh, I did.
Damn.
Oh.
You can't
make this stuff up, man. You can't make it up. You can't make this up. If I told people about her, they would think I was lying. I said, you got to be lying, Jay. Uh-uh. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up.
He ain't lying. Listen.
You can't make it up.
First of all, I was just sharing that if that got in the home because it's so rare. Like who does that?
Princess, were you smoking any weed or anything?
No, I wasn't. Thank you.
And what else did you see? Unicorns.
The bat had to leave and come
back. Are you
high?
Are you smoking?
Fine.
Oh my God.
I don't think you'll find yourself smoking. Huh?
It was actually in my bedroom was the last place, and it was like on the vent, and he was sitting there, and my daughter and my nephew were trying to catch the thing. And they were screaming and hollering, and he wouldn't even move.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke? Are you high? Are you smoking? You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
That bat has so many diseases that you'd be taking shots forever and a day trying to get rid of it.
Oh.
I know, but they were trying to, you know, just not, of course, touch it, but just
do you live in the city?
I do. I live in
1313 Mockingbird Lane. That's where I live.
I actually live in a suburb. But this is the thing. They basically caught it. That's what they did. They caught it when he went in my closet and
sat on my giraffe. Oh, it gets better.
Yeah, he said he just sat right there on the shoe on my.
So cousin didn't catch it, huh? Okay.
Oh man, wow. The cousin it didn't catch it. Alrighty then. Okay, well, on that note, it is time for me to get ghost. Hey, see ya, bat girl. Tell Spider-Woman and Superman I said hello. It's your crazy ass. Goodbye.
How am I crazy because a bat got in my home?
You're crazy because you told the whole damn world a bat is in your house, your crazy ass.
What does it mean? I mean, a bat got in, and it's like accidentally. They can fall in through those, like, if you have, like, something. Basically, there was a spout that was from the outside that needed to be closed up. So, I mean, those things can happen. So once we noticed where the bat came in, it's closed up, and hopefully, you know, just like it was a bat, it could have been another kind of bird that could have just, like, gotten caught up there.
It ain't another kind of bird.
Yeah, it's a mammal.
The thing is that a bird could have.
Mammal.
The thing is that a bird could have. I'm saying that a bird
is a bird.
Like
bat is not a bird.
I know that, but I'm saying that a bird could have. It's small like that. I'm saying it's so small, and the hole is small. And I'm saying that a bird could have as well. That's all I'm saying.
Most definitely.
There's so many misunderstandings.
Am I my brother's keeper?
I should have had a glass of wine before I did the show tonight.
I think it's time for some damn music. I'm gone. Jesus.
Whatever. That's okay. I trusted.
the chick said, I made the damn. Fuck, you want to drink me with my paper? My Versace. Everybody. The fake ID. Cases of the city. I fight the city. Yes, that's what I get for tricking. Commence the ass whipping. Waving my full floor. All you heard was Papa Doe and hit me no more. But she's in Tibio. She made a milk box for Tibio. Because of you, I want some more. Hey!
My godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Hey.
Woo!
To say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh, and the roof. I give my
honor to
my sister's own welfare.
That's
insane. Don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. When you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. Please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave. Cause sister, you don't need. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how
I call him that.
You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be unhappy. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women while we rape our women. Do
our women.
Our women.
I think yeah.
It's time to kill for our women. Time to heal our women. Be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies that make the babies.
Make the babies.
And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up.
Hey!
Woo!
One, two.
One.
Bringing to the folk, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up. Cause you know we're about to rip it up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't
that
but a G-Bang, baby. Snoop low death, make us so we're crazy. Death Row is a label that pays that. Unfatable, so please don't try to fake it. But I'm back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G perspective.
Hello? Oh, photo! Left out!
Put it on my tab, and then tell your friends all the fun you had.
Tell me what you love for me. Take a look at what you see. Let me know if this idea
is
something you can have
for you. Hey.
On this.
Cruising my Lexus Lamb with no malice. While you walk the street until your feet get
callous. Sitting you on the natural high, like a pilot. It be all good, so your clothes like a salad. When it's all over, put your vote in my ballot. This is my diner, I'm Mel and
you're
Alice.
You're Alice.
Spend the night and look to see's palace. All good as long as you don't act childish. While you standing there with the crisp in your cup, the worst come to worst, keep this on the hush.
I know you see me on the video. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mentioning.
He's a
got a different girl every day, it's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you.
Hey, yo, Sean, won't you go get a stand, bitch, boy? I'll be undressed in the bra, all see-through. Why you count to you thinking I'm a cheat?
I'm a
the only one thing I want to do is freak you.
Keep
your stone set, I got
all the
steps
about my own.
And I'll be doing things that you won't
regret.
Look,
you
the little queen bee, so you best take heed. Shall I proceed?
CDs with crazy bass, keep my lady lace. Don't be fooled by
don't
my baby
fooled by my baby
face. Cause your thighs got me hot. Only one plan, that's the rise to
that's
the top. I told you before when I first pursued, I want to interlude in the nude.
You know I love the way you fill up.
Fill up, just like a killer.
Full and chinchilla.
Breaking trees in the butt. You better go down free pick. A few chips to call. And my Christian to call. Hey!
True. But you still don't pay me no attention. Listening to what your girlfriend's mention. He's a freak. Got a different girl every day of the week. It's cool, not trying to put a rush on you. I had to let you know that I got a crush on you. I know you see me on the video.
True.
I know you heard me on the radio.
Those are the good old days. I miss.
That was like way back in the day. Wow.
Way back in the day. Yeah, well,
your
what
mama.
Happened?
Your mama too fast, Stephanie.
Come on.
Here it is, the groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove to soothe the mood? Romance, give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause this is summertime.
What? This song got on my nerves.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a rider, bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Take a cigar right from
the like bar. The worst rap lyrics I've ever heard.
I don't light it, still way to ammo on the hand. Stay on play, keep it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie style's all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
BC, you and the crew. Holy, yeah, that's us. We back, we back. We want to know we getting into a birthday thing. Now I want everybody to put your hand up in there if you got a birthday. And I don't care if it already came.
It or
if
it already happened. Everybody say happy
birthday.
Say happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Rick. Happy birthday,
Oh, my God.
guy is clearly having their own party.
Not a jacker in sight, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can f*** all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week, around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.
Every time.
Without you, I die.
yes, could it really,
really help a heart? It hurt
like you
hurt
and be so untrue. So
what can I do?
Come by once in a lifetime, like I said.
Rest
never
in
be
peace,
another
Luther.
No,
never, never, never. What we got? What's next? Sound like rain. Sound like wind. Let me get my voice together.
Joy is a joy.